Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, friends, to Visionary Christian Church of Jesus Christ. Today we're going to continue our study on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And tune in, and don't forget to go to FreeBibleCollege.com, go to the student page, and then go down to the download center, and you can download every one of these lessons, and you can follow along at your own leisure, at your own time, and the Lord will bless you immensely with some biblical education. That's right, folks. He is the Lord of heaven and earth. Thank you for tuning in with Visionary Christian Church of Jesus Christ. Today we're going to start on chapter 6, Special Gifts of the Holy Spirit. Name four divisions. Upon completion, you're going to name four divisions of spiritual gifts used in this study. Identify spiritual gifts of the Holy Spirit. Explain the difference between the special gift of being a prophet and a gift of prophecy. Explain the difference between the special gift of being a teacher and the gift of teaching. Turn, if you will, to your Bibles, to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of saints, for the work of the ministry. In our introduction here, we need to turn to Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter 12, verse 1. And I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Praise God. Yes, it is. It is your reasonable service. Turn, if you will, in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 31. Oh, it's a big one. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that ye were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but the Holy Ghost. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences in administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it's the same God, which worketh in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit given to every man that profiteth with all, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit. And if anybody says that there's no such thing as healing anymore, you just heard it right there. There are gifts of healing. And to another of working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one in the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. There are several gifts that we have. Some have greater gifts than the other ones that they have, but we all have a certain number of gifts that the Holy Spirit gives us, and the Lord gives us. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink in one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if it clearly, and if an ear shall say, because I am not of the eye, I am not of the body, it is therefore not of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath God sent the members of every one of them in the body as it pleased him. And you guys got to remember, you know, in hindsight in some of our lives, you know, like in my life, the trials and tribulations and the fire I went through was just a sharpening process. And as I look now, I can relate to a lot of people that are going through a hard time and suffering. And I know, and part of that gift is because what I went through, I can discern and see what scriptures would be the most helpful for a person. And that's just through the Holy Spirit. That's not my credit. That all goes to the glory of God. But now we'll pick it up on 12:20. But now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again to the head, to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, more, those members of the one body, which seem to be more feeble, are necessary. And those members of the body which we think is to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor. And our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, and have given more abundant honor to that part which is in lack. And there should be no schism in the body, chasm in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. And whether one member suffers, listen up, all members suffer with it, or one member be honored, all members rejoice with it. You know, too many times in these latter days, I really truly believe that we're heading right down the pike to the rapture. Now we're almost there. We're almost like, there's only a few things that need to be fulfilled, and I think one or two, and that's it. But these days, these churches and people, they come and they divide because they want it their way, or their egos get in the way. You cannot, as a Christian, just because you have differences, you cannot treat each other with contempt. And that's what is happening in churches today. It is not the way the body works. And if you see it happening in your church, get together with your elders. Put a stop to it. So they can be back on track, the church can be back on track, and the body can be back on track. Because the body and division cannot stand. A house divided against itself cannot stand. And unfortunately, the churches in America are just turning, you know, there's so many church politics. There's so many things going on that is not part of the body. And it's not Christian. It's not godly. So keep that in mind. We are one. One body, many members. We have different tasks and different jobs for the kingdom of God, for the Lord Jesus Christ. There is nothing else that we can do but take care of one another. Now, on 12:24, for our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which is lacking. God hath tempered. You know, when you're making a knife, you temper the steel. You stick it in the fire, right? Then you quench it. Then you stick it in the fire to make it stronger. And that's tempering. And that's what that means. So, pretty neat, huh? You know, in the Word of God has so many treasures like that. If you just read between, well, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. If it says, thou shalt not kill, then that's what it says. You don't have to go and tear it up and just look for apples in an orange tree. That there should be no chasm in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. And whether one member suffer, all members suffer. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then the gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversity of tongues. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles, having all the gifts of healing, do all speak with tongues, do all interpret, but covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. Turn, if you will, now, to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 16. Ephesians 4, 1 through 16. Okay, where are you at? You know, it's so much fun just teaching God's Word. And so many people that knew me, they know now that there's a God, because it's only by God that he could have done this in me. Only by his grace and his mercy. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. You know, right there? That's just great. That's awesome. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended upon high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into lower parts of earth? Now, you know, I have a theory on that. When he went down there, he rolled the enemy up in a big old ball and kicked him around like a soccer ball. And then he took the keys. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all the heavens, that he might fulfill all things. He gave some apostles, he gave some prophets, he gave some evangelists, and he some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for edifying the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man and unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed in to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. By the sleight of men and the cunning craftiness. Let me tell you something, folks. There are some really wicked people that come as angels of light, and they are ravenous wolves, just like Scripture says. And unless you study your word and know what it says, so nobody can come to you and deceive you like it says, there are men like this, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. And I got another thing to tell you. Those that who are in authority, God's word, and they do these things, there's a separate place in hell just for them. And it's not, you know, hell's bad enough. You're going to be on fire, you'll never die. You have these worms eating your flesh and agony forever. But those who are in authority to teach, and they deceive with God's word. Let me tell you something. I don't want to be nowhere. I can't even imagine or fathom what that other place is. So, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitted, joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. 4:7. 4:7. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. Let me tell you something. The end of all things is at hand. You got to get right with the Lord if you're not now. Seek his face. I promise you, you'll have a joy you can't even possibly imagine. And let me tell you something. In that joy, you could sit in the middle of a burning building. You'll be fine. There's no worry there. Okay, we'll pick it up at verse 8, 1 Peter 4:8. Above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves. Charity in the King James means love. Love among yourselves, for love shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality to one to another without grudging. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same to one another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it also with the ability which God giveth, and that in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. The Bible does not make such divisions of gifts. We have made it to help you remember the various gifts. There's special gifts, there's speaking gifts, there's serving gifts, there are sign gifts. Okay? They're set in the body. The previous chapter that we read 2 weeks ago, and I apologize, I wasn't here last week. I had to go to get my children's braces off, and we had to drive 4 or 5 hours, and I couldn't make it. But now hath God set members, every one of them, in the body as it hath pleased him. You know, it pleased God to give you the spiritual gifts that you have. And those of you that don't know what your spiritual gifts are, you ask the Lord and you stay in your word, and he'll reveal it to you. You ask him to show it to you, and he will give it to you, and he'll show you, but then go and grasp it and wrap both your arms around it and never let it go, ever. And just keep on going and keep doing what the Lord tells you to do. Every member has a place with God and has which God has chosen for him. He is equipped to fulfill his through the gifts of the Holy Spirit. You know, people wonder, why am I here? Why am I on this earth? You know, and I'm just supposed to live and just die? That's not what God had planned. It's right here. Every member has a place with God which God has chosen for him. He is equipped to fulfill his special purpose in the church through the gifts of the Holy Spirit. When each believer is filling the place God has chosen for him and using his spiritual gift, the church operates smoothly. Your life operates smoothly. God compares it to the operation of the human body, in which each member, from the eye to the toe, knows and performs its function. Remember, as you study these spiritual gifts that equally important in the body of Christ, just as each member of the human body is important. Remember, it says, we're going back to 1 Corinthians 12, chapter 12, 21 and 22, and the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of thee. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And as you study the spiritual gifts, remember also that they are not natural abilities. They are abilities from the Holy Spirit to equip believers for Christian service. Special gifts. The first group of special gifts is what we call, spiritual gifts is what we call the special gifts. We use this title for these gifts because each one has a special leadership position in the church. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers. That's Ephesians 4:11. These leadership positions are also called offices in the church. Office means a place of responsibility and duty. The special leadership gifts are apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. Ephesians 4:11 says, and God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, and have some apostles and some prophets. An apostle is one who has a special ability to develop new churches in different places and cultures, oversee a number of churches as a supervisor. An apostle means a delegate, one sent with full power and authority to act for another. The apostle has a special authority and ability to extend the gospel throughout the world by developing, organizing bodies of believers. Modern terms used by the church for an apostle are missionary and church planter. The Bible speaks of three different categories of apostles. Jesus Christ was called an apostle. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Jesus Christ, who was faithful to him that appointed him. Hebrews chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. The 12 disciples of Jesus were called apostles. Now their names of the 12 apostles are, and that's in Matthew 10:2. And he gave some apostles, and he set some in the church for the apostles. First the apostles. Friends, we're going to leave it right here. We got a couple minutes left. And we'll pick this up for sure next week. I thank you so much for tuning in and listening. And I hope the Lord's word has touched you and gave you some insight on what your gifts are in the Holy Spirit. Folks, these days are very dark. And, you know, I'm being led to read the word and tell you the word in this curriculum here. You can get it for free on freebiblecollege.com and just follow along or just do it on your own. Nobody tells you have to be a pastor or teacher, but if that's your spiritual gift, then go after it and go do it. And run the race that God sets before you. If any of you have not confessed Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, will you pray this prayer? Father God, I confess that I'm a sinner. I believe that Jesus died and rose from the grave for the forgiveness of sins. Jesus, come into my heart and be the Lord of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now, send me an email. Let me know what you think and what I can do better on this show at visionarychristianchurch@gmail.com. And also, if you prayed that prayer, send me an email, and I will send you some reading material for free, and that it can help you on your journey. Now, folks, I want to tell you something else. That right there is a prayer. And if anybody says it's not biblical, well, if you pray, you pray. And it is. A prayer is a prayer. And there's a big thing going on and a big hubbub about the sinner's prayer. Yeah, no, it's not in the Bible. Verbatim. But a prayer is a prayer. And the definition of a prayer, look it up. You can't pick and choose what you want to pray. And there's people out there that want to do that, and it's not right. Your prayer is between you and your God. And if you confess that prayer, praise God. And the Lord will bless you, and he'll keep you, but don't quit going. And folks, those of you that have been tuning in, tune in next week, and we will continue our walk to the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We have a long way to go. We'll probably finish around December. And like I said, it's a real blessing to talk to you. And we thank you for tuning in. In the name of Jesus, amen.